This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. So we got a lot of news to tell you, especially with what's going on with coronavirus. Happy President's Day weekend. For those of you guys having the day off, I think that is absolutely fantastic. For those of us who don't, also fantastic. I'm a workaholic. I wouldn't take off even if the network said, okay, guy, Dahlia, just don't, you know, give us all a break. I'd be like, oh, hell no. We got news. News doesn't stop. So right now with the coronavirus outbreak of the epidemic, we're up to over 71,000 cases, and I believe we're at 1,775 deaths. So any thought of it slowing down, no. True, it's been a few days. Every day it seems to go up about 100, 150, but over the last few days, for those of you who haven't been watching the numbers, it kind of seems like a big jump, but I think it's been still steady. It's just it doesn't seem to be slowing up. Cargo planes from Japan that helped evacuate 340 American cruise passengers. They have landed in Texas and California. Apparently, there's been 14 people of those individuals that have been infected with coronavirus, so they're going to be quarantined for the next 14 days. The official American coronavirus case number is still at 15. So nothing new happened over the weekend from what we understand. Except, looks like coronavirus crimes have been going up. We're being told now that in Hong Kong, I guess there was an armed gang that stole a bunch of toilet rolls. See, in my family, it is a crime. To mess with mama's toilet paper is a huge crime. And the people that really, unfortunately, cause that crime or commit that crime are the cats, because they go and they start playing with the toilet paper roll, and then by the time I get into the bathroom, it's like all over the place, and it has, you know, little marks from the, from the claws and the teeth, and I don't know what the heck they do to my toilet paper. Or I get mad at my husband because he'll leave me like one little baby square, and I'm like, hey, you see the size of my butt, that's not going to cover it. Or my kids that just don't use toilet paper, and then they just use them for other things and, you know, throw them at each other or whatever. But an armed gang stole toilet rolls in Hong Kong. Why? Because there is a shortage. There's apparently the city is wrecked by shortages now because of coronavirus panicked buying. We talked about how originally masks were gone. Masks were just flying off the shelves. It's very difficult to get masks, even though these coronavirus masks don't really help. You know, maybe the N95 respirators might provide some protection. But, you know, the average, like, procedure masks that we have, that these things don't do anything. In fact, people are buying these things for their pets. And in China, they're putting them on their cats and dogs. I posted a picture of what your dog or cat would look like in one of them. They don't stay on. Okay, the cat kind of, like, tries to get out from under them. The dog just kind of shakes it off and then kind of chews it. So, honestly, I would not be spending money on coronavirus masks for the pets at this point. And we don't think the pets relay it at all. But it shows that people are kind of in a panic. In fact, so panicked that there was this kid, I believe it was in San Francisco, that got beat up because he was Asian. We're already starting to see hate crimes, right, because of coronavirus. Apparently people wearing masks in certain parts of the country are getting bullied and things like that. And so we're starting to see this kind of World War II sentiment going on with people, because all of a sudden all this progress we made with being politically correct and being open and being accepting of everybody starts to go out the window when people freak out about a virus. And again, it's all about misinformation. what's accelerating to a new step now is going to be automation. We talked about fast food and how fast food is going to be like, we can't do $1.99 burgers on a raised minimum wage. We're going to have to raise our prices. Well, they might not have to raise their prices if they replace people. If you don't have to pay the higher up minimum wage, then some fast food companies are like, well, then maybe we can still do our 99-cent burgers. Well, I believe this coronavirus thing might have just accelerated that. So we're being told in China, and I apologize, my nose is still running. I don't understand that, that fast food places are now implementing a contactless delivery or pickup or way to get your food. Apparently, people are so afraid of getting coronavirus from other people that they don't want to, when they pick up their McDonald's, right, touch or see another person. So McDonald's and some other fast food companies, I think, including Starbucks and Kentucky Fried Chicken, apparently you can get Kentucky Fried Chicken in China also, can allow a contactless pickup. So whether it's going to be automation doing it or whether it's going to be humans doing it, from what we understand with the humans, they have to get their temperatures checked, always. They have to go through a disinfecting system. They have to have the food in a very specialized bag, and then they dump it on the person's house, or they have an area where you could come in, grab your food, and go. And this, if this pilot for coronavirus works, I foresee that this might kind of lead to where we're going to start seeing, okay, you know what? We're going to have the machines set up the food. People just swipe their card, grab their food. Company gets to have less employees. The other thing, too, we're noticing is less people want to be around others, whether it's going to school, et cetera. Remember we talked about one of my favorite books is Ready Player One. And in that book, the kid wakes up in the morning and is required to log in at a certain time to school. You do school from home in the future. I guess it's a book about the future and how, you know, you have a virtual classroom. If people start to become more and more scared of infectious disease, you know, or as we talked about school shootings, et cetera, why are they going to want to go to school? They're going to want to just be at home. So this whole isolated sort of, you know, movement we're having where people don't want to be around others, they're bullying others, they're stealing other people's toilet paper, they're beating people up, and now they're like, here's your food, we're not going to touch you, you don't touch us. This coronavirus might have been, unfortunately, at the wrong place at the wrong time with the way our economy goes in terms of being people-less and contactless. So we'll see where it goes. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-JOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, it's President's Day. And with President's Day, we talked about how, I believe it was Richard Nixon that put it into law. Years ago, in the late 1800s, they wanted to celebrate George Washington's birthday, which is, I believe, the 22nd. And then after some debate, people also wanted to celebrate Lincoln's birthday. And so rather than taking separate days, the Uniform Labor Act or Uniform Union Act, I have to double-check the name, allowed us to make President's Day kind of a three-day weekend. So in the 70s, they thought that a three-day weekend would be better than a day in the middle of the week. It's kind of interesting because, you know, when we talk about burnout, most of the recommendations for burnout isn't necessarily three-day weekends. A lot of the recommendations for burnout is taking a day in the middle of the week. But I have to admit, in terms of productivity, from a employer standpoint, it's better to get the day off early on in the week so then people can get back and get into the swing of things Tuesday, Wednesday, and still have a productive week. From an employee standpoint, I think you feel better when you get a day off in the middle of the week. So you have 2 days, get a break, 2 days, get another break. So, or even like a half day. And so I definitely recommend to people make your Wednesday a half day or take your Wednesday off. That really allows a good sort of regrouping for those of us that need it. But President's Day is on a Monday because of a 1971 congressional act signed by President Nixon to kind of allow us to have three-day weekends in order to celebrate our national holidays, even though we really can't do that for the 4th of July. The 4th of July has to be on the 4th of July, whenever that comes. And you see what a pain in the butt that is, right? I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it doesn't get dark till about 8:39. So we have to wait for fireworks till 9 o'clock, and for those of us that got to get up early, we're like, come on. But I promise you guys I will kind of talk about some of the issues that our president's had. And I like history, and I like medicine. So the medical issues that plague our presidents used to be kept secret. And now, in light of what's going on with Bernie Sanders, you know, what happened with Bernie Sanders when he was in Vegas with his coronary event, or, you know, Donald Trump being in the 70s, Bill Biden being in the 70s, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, everybody is all up into our retroperitoneums of what our medical conditions are. So, George Washington, though was kept quiet, later historians have discussed that they think he might have gotten diphtheria, tuberculosis, malaria, smallpox, dysentery, all at different times in his life, possibly was sterile, but what might have really got him was his tonsillitis or his epiglottitis. He apparently had a lot of issues with the back of his throat. Also makes you wonder maybe he had a form of throat cancer, but they didn't say that. Syphilis was also debated. We can't say for sure if George Washington had syphilis. That's still been up for debate. There's been reports that Abraham Lincoln supposedly had syphilis when he was younger, but again, we just don't have proof of that. George Washington, however, they say had one original tooth left by the time he became president. His teeth were not made of wood, by the way. Instead, he was made, the teeth were made of hippopotamus, walrus, or elephant ivory. Or they were like transplanted teeth. So people wonder, well, then how did he lose all his teeth? They think his tooth loss might have been from the mercury oxide that they used to treat smallpox and malaria. So if he had, in his travels, had malaria or smallpox, and then needed mercury oxide to treat that, that could have been what screwed up his teeth. They said during one of his long battles, it's been said he had to ride with a pillow on his saddle because he was ill with fever. They think what had happened is he had dysentery. And with dysentery, he had a lot of diarrhea. And his tushy hurt so much that they think he had to have a pillow. I think there's even a drawing, a picture of him on a pillow. In 1799, George Washington died of what they believe was epiglottitis. Epiglottitis is inflammation of your epiglottis. That's the flap that separates your breathing tube from your eating tube. So when you eat, food goes down the right, you know, path, down your gullet. When you breathe, it flips so air goes into the lungs. We don't want food going into the lungs. They think that got inflamed. He also had a sore throat and difficulty breathing. Unfortunately, his end, they said, was painful because doctors burned and blistered him to draw out the humors. That was a treatment that they did where they tried to, you know, draw out the humors. They would cut you to hopefully bring out the bad stuff. Now, James Garfield. James Garfield was shot twice, once in the arm and once in the back, on July 2nd, 1881. They said that the bullets in the wounds technically weren't lethal. He would have survived. But back then, the practitioners were very sterile. So they stuck their fingers inside him to find the bullets while he was laying at the train station, because he was shot at the train station. This caused him to have an infection. Then the doctors restricted his eating because they thought the bullet pierced the bowel. So then now he's not eating and getting, you know, proper nutrition. What they did do is they fed him by rectal enema. They fed him beef bouillon, egg yolks, milk, whiskey, and opium up through his rectum, it was considered nutritional, but you don't absorb food that way. Now, Alexander Graham Bell was around at the time, and he devised a metal detector made of a battery and several metal coils positioned on a wooden platform and connected to an earpiece to kind of help beep, 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 try to find the bullets. Unfortunately, the attempt was unsuccessful, and James Garfield ends up dying 80 days later. And, yeah, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson lived a long time. He was ahead of his time. Lived until he was 83 years old. He wasn't technically a vegetarian, but he did eat less meat and increase his vegetable intake. He also had good sleep habits, 5 to 8 hours of sleep in a reclined position. He said, whether I retire to bed early or late, I rise with the sun. He didn't like tobacco, rarely drank alcohol. And he said, my measure is perfectly sober, 3 or 4 glasses at dinner and not a drop at any other time. But as to those 3 or 4 glasses, I am very fond. So he did use alcohol. To me, he'd still drink a little bit, but he lived till he's 83. Some think he had Asperger's, but we don't have proof of that. William Taft. Now, William Taft weighed over 300 pounds. He would nod off during the day and during meetings with world leaders. So we think he might have had narcolepsy, where you fall asleep during the day, or sleep apnea, where, you know, he cut off his breathing when he was asleep, and so he didn't get air. The doctor put him on a low-carb diet. He lost 60 pounds. All right. Now, FDR. FDR, as we know, was a victim of polio. He had very high blood pressure, was treated with diuretics at the time because that's all we had. He ended up having a cerebral hemorrhage. So they think he died from that. But now people are saying, no. He had a malignant melanoma above his left eyebrow. And we think the melanoma might have spread to the brain, and that's why he had a hemorrhage. So when you look at his picture, you see this big, ugly spot above his left eyebrow that seems to grow over time in his pictures. That was melanoma. Now, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln might have had Marfan syndrome, but they think he might have had a Marfanoid appearance. Tall, lanky, long limbs, not necessarily Marfans, but a genetic disorder called MEN2B. It gave him this Marfanoid appearance, large lower lip. He had constipation, bumpy lips, pseudo-depression. Apparently his mother had the same disorder. But they wonder if he had depression. He had written this poem, Suicide Soliloquy. And so they think that that might have kind of been like a suicide note. Now, Abraham Lincoln was shot, but he didn't die until 11 hours later. Doctors relieved the intracranial pressure, did a great job. But he fell unconscious immediately. They were never able to revive him. So, you know, was there a chance something else could have been done? Maybe. Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson, in October of 1919, suffered a stroke, but nobody knew about it. They think that his wife ran the country. He didn't die until 5 years later. But with this stroke, they kept it from the country as long as possible. And they think Edith kind of made a lot of the decisions. Dwight D. Eisenhower had a heart attack in 1955. He originally thought it was indigestion. Recovery time was much slower. He was considering resigning, but then he regained his strength, successfully ran for a second term. But Eisenhower, he considering, you know, general during World War II, sure his heart took a toll. And then John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy suffered from Addison's disease. That's why he was so tan. He also had chronic back problems. He would get injections and medicines around the clock, but it was his back brace that we think killed him. Because when he was shot twice, right? The first shot, he should have just slumped over. The back brace, unfortunately, might have kept him upright. So then the second shot very easily hit his head. So, yeah. Other sorts of medical issues. Ulysses S. Grant had throat cancer. Teddy Roosevelt had a detached retina. Richard Nixon had blood clots. George H.W. Bush had Graves' disease, thyroid issues. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A peace deal between the United States and the Taliban is said to be near. A Taliban official saying today that talks are over and the deal is expected to be signed by the end of the month. The chief negotiator for the U.S. expressing satisfaction about where things stand, but adding that many challenges remain on the horizon. SpaceX successfully launching another batch of 60 Starlink satellites into the atmosphere, but this morning's launch ended up seeing the booster go on to miss its landing spot.
We clearly did not make the landing this time. However, stage two, we have confirmed SECO, which is second engine cutoff.
The company confirming that the first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket made what they call a soft landing in the water near the intended landing spot on a drone ship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the world hasn't stopped while this coronavirus is going on, unfortunately. And this is the time of year for other bad things to happen. And the South is being hit right now with some real devastating floods. Rivers and dams in Mississippi and Tennessee have swelled, triggering huge floods in the South. Apparently, Mississippi's Pearl River has swelled to the highest level in 37 years. 3,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate the state capital in Jackson. Rains continue through Thursday. They expect it to crest at 37.5 feet, which is the highest it's been in almost four decades. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency. Only twice before has the river surpassed 38 feet. There were historic floods in 1979. It caused $500 million and $700 million worth of damage at that time. 150,000 people had to be evacuated. Currently, they say more than 146,000 sandbags, according to Daily Mail, have been distributed. National Guard is to stand by. Authorities said more than 3,000 people are under mandatory evacuation. More rain is predicted to come. Storms will continue to sweep through the south, unfortunately, all the way through Thursday. That Pearl River Basin does get hit the hardest. They say in the last 24 hours there have been new developments as floodwaters have continued to rise. It will be days before we are out of the woods and waters start to recede, and the state and first responders are prepared and ready to act. So there's been storms that swept through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, and you just see homes underwater. It's just frightening. Apparently a man caught a bowfin fish right on the road. So he didn't even, have to go fishing. You see him go into the, onto the street that's all full of water, the highway, the road, and then he just catches a fish. People are on boats, people are trying to be evacuated, and of course with flooding comes infectious disease and comes a lot of malnutrition, a lot of bad things. So unfortunately, we're still seeing storms. We're also seeing some pretty bad mudslides. By the way, flooding is also common along rivers in the Carolina, Louisiana, Alabama, southern Arkansas. So Cape Girardeau, Missouri, also has apparently some is at risk, too. Now, in Tennessee, we're watching pictures of landslides. You see two large homes. It almost looks like a movie. I mean, it would look like, it would almost look like they're made of paper, but they're not. You watch this footage of these two homes swept to the Tennessee River during this landslide. So apparently the homes are on a cliff and they're overlooking the river. So you know that's prime real estate. Unfortunately, just like we see with Malibu and in California, mudslides could just take down a home in a heartbeat. And so, these homes have stilts. These homes are, hopefully rooted into the mountain nicely. But once the mud slides or the mountain starts to fall, so comes the house. So this is, and there's no rhyme or reason which house falls. You're looking right now at just a house completely demolished and everything with it. Nighttime footage of a landslide shows observers shining torches on the house, waiting for the moment that it gets washed towards the river. So apparently people were out of it, and then the entire building plummets down. Just heartbreaking to see. So firefighters, first responders, everybody is on standby. It's a really, really bad storm hitting the south, sending prayers, and we might need to start donating blood, getting blood in the area, donating to your local Red Cross, getting as much help there as possible. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So California officials are warning against coronavirus-related hate crimes. We kind of talked about this gang, stealing toilet paper and stuff. But 64,000, we're at 74,000 people sickened with the COVID virus, 1,700 people dead. But fear of the virus has resulted in a bunch of hoaxes and hostilities against the region's Asian community. And I believe it's the largest in Los Angeles. There was a petition urging schools in the suburb of Alhambra to cancel classes over the virus. That had 14,000 signatures. They say a boy of Asian descent needed an MRI after he was bullied and beaten this month at San Fernando Valley School. That's according to Robin Toma, the executive director of the country's Human Relations Commission. Apparently in Carson, a flyer with a fake seal of the World Health Organization told residents to avoid Asian American businesses like Panda Express because of the outbreak. What are people doing here? Toma, the executive director of Human Relations Commission, said people wearing face masks have also had insults hurled at him. He urged anyone being targeted because of their race to report the incident to authorities. We need you to step up and speak out when you see it's happening to others. Now, China has suffered the mass majority of the cases. In the U.S., there's been 15 cases, the majority of which were in California, I believe 8. So, you know, we're not gonna get rid of stupid. But, you know, I've been, you know, I've had family that was lost in the Holocaust, as many of us have. And I'm reading, you know, books like Killing of the SS by Bill O'Reilly. I'm now on another book. And I'm sorry if the name escapes me, but it kind of talks about the pre-World War II Germany. And there was a very big isolationist movement when it came to immigrants coming in. And Jews had wanted to flee. You know, now I'm for protecting our borders. I'm for stopping immigration, illegal immigration, making sure that we have our country taking care of our own so we can help others. You know, I mean, if, you know, if we have recession and employment issues, you know, we need to make sure that we, you know, take care of our homeless, take care of our vets, take care of our kids, et cetera. You know, but when the economy's good, you know, and we can help others, then we're in a better position to help others. However, we should have a path of legal immigration. Okay, my parents had to come here legally, my father had to come here legally, my grandparents had to come here legally, they had to do it right. But in the 1930s, America did not want immigrants, especially Jews. You had Jewish groups upset about that, but, you know, people were still kind of scratching their head as to what was going on in Germany. We knew bad things were happening to Jews and non-Jews in Germany, but you had this feeling of... no, you know what? We're in the biggest depression, because remember, the 30s, we were in a huge depression. You had this sentiment of we're in a depression, we have unemployment, why would we bring immigrants in? And so, unfortunately, luck of the draw, many Jews and people could have come to the United States if it wasn't for the depression. And our immigration policies were pretty strict at the time. And understandably so, but did they realize that people were getting murdered? Okay, you know, we're talking about saving lives. We're talking about, you know, our family members here. And so my, you know, grandma and grandpa's family separately had to escape and get smuggled into Palestine, which later became Israel. And thank God they were, because otherwise I wouldn't have been born. And they gave birth to my father in Israel, and then they eventually... were able to get visas to come to the United States. I believe in the 60s, the United States had allowed, non-Nazi Germans to come in, although there's been rumors that a lot of Nazis fled to America as well. But my grandmother was German and was able to get that visa. Being a German Jew who had survived the Holocaust, she was able to emigrate to the United States. And then they needed my father to help support him. So he, after the military... went and, you know, came to America. Then he met my mom. They went to a disco. I laugh. And then I'm not sure what they did. But then, yeah, here came me. Well, not in the 60s, much later. All right. 1-877-DOCS-LA. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a lot of debate on whether Hillary Clinton is going to be a vice presidential nominee. Of course, she says not going to happen. But expect that no matter which male wins the Democratic primary, they are going to probably pick a female as their running mate because they are going to, again, be up against Trump-Pence, and they need to show that they are using, they will have some diversity. And so one suggestion has been Bloomberg and his buddy Hillary Clinton. Of course, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has denied or downplayed any possibility that she would be served. She said, well, that's not going to happen. That's when Ellen DeGeneres interviewed her. And she said, I was shocked. I had no idea he was going to ask me, and I turned him down twice. He said, look, the economy is in a free fall. It's catastrophic. I've got to focus on that. Oh, I think that was then President-elect Obama had requested. Hillary lost miserably in the last election. Miserably meaning not that we were upset she lost, but miserable in that it was just a miserable election to watch. I don't think she's coming back. But, you know, Bloomberg has a lot of money. And people are watching the former New York City mayor to see how, if he could kind of do a Donald Trump. So what does that mean to do a Donald Trump? Well, to not ask people for money and to do it yourself. And to be like, look, I'm doing this for you. I'm not taking a salary. I got plenty of money. I want to just fix the country. I don't need the presidency to become rich or whatever. I'm already rich. All right. I will use my own money and I will be able to flood the market, you know, and ads and things like that. And Bloomberg apparently has, I think, even more money than Trump. So he wants to do that. The problem is Bloomberg is a politician. See, Trump wasn't a politician. Okay? He didn't act like it. And that made him more appealing. Now, Michael Bloomberg apparently has some skeletons in the closet. Some sexist comments, recorded remarks. So he's his presidential campaign has already been kind of threatened before it really even gets rolling. He has been rising in national polls, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars hoping to get Super Tuesday primaries this next month. But when he was mayor and when he was CEO of his media and financial services empire, he said some stupid things. One thing he said was if women wanted to be appreciated for their brains, then go to the library instead of Bloomingdale's. That's a very dumb statement, very stupid, not even funny. Apparently, allegedly, he said that according to a compilation titled Wit and Wisdom of Michael Bloomberg. That was a gag gift presented to him for his birthday in 1990, was published by the Washington Post. The collection of statement also bears an editor's note that says, yes, these are all actual quotes. Nothing has been embellished or exaggerated. And yes, some things were too outrageous to include. The Post had published its collection alongside a report featuring detailed allegations from lawsuits and depositions against Bloomberg, witness interviews. Apparently, there was misogynistic remarks, a pattern and practice of sexual harassment, sexual degradation of women, and discrimination. Among the allegations against Bloomberg, allegedly told her to kill it. Again, I don't know if these are true, but this is apparently this compilation. He would use a lot of, unfortunately, things I can't say. And apparently, when he had been in negotiations for some sort of a something, he said, what do I want? I want an exclusive 10-year contract, an automatic extension, and I want you to pay me, and I want a blank job from so-and-so. Have you seen blank lately? Not bad for 50. So, these are ways, and I understand people talked like that in the, my mom was a paralegal in the 60s. You know, the things that lawyers and business people would do or say, you think they could get away with, grab your butt, whatever. Very inappropriate. By the way, it was always inappropriate to smack a woman's butt or to grab her in the olden days. You were never supposed to do it. It's just nothing happened. And so jerks would do it. Gentlemen wouldn't. But stuff like that would still happen. And I if you watch TV shows that are older and you see the stereotypes, it's unfortunate that, I mean, that's kind of what happened back then. How much do we punish somebody decades later for something they said decades ago. However, when there's a pattern and it's multiple times and there's obviously some deceit in there, like saying for a job, he wants somebody to perform a sex, and again, this is all alleged, but if somebody says, even in their past, that for a job, they wanted this, that to me, I think can follow them. You know, I mean, I get that people say stupid things, you know, I mean, I've had friends that have said, you know, let's have Dahlia negotiate, you know, because she's a Jew. And you're like, okay, you don't need to say that. Come on. Really? Okay, please. And my negotiating skills have nothing to do with my piousness and my, you know, spirituality. Okay? Can you kind of put that to rest? Is that something that should prevent them from running for office? No, I was, you know. But unfortunately, when you see things like, you know, a common thread, don't then platform that you are going to be for the woman. And you are, you know, I don't pander to get votes. You know, we got the Olympics coming up. And with the Olympics, I feel that if you're going to be in the Olympics, then that means you have throughout your career exemplified ethics and integrity in sports. If you cheated once, you don't belong in the Olympics. That's really not the case when it comes to presidency, obviously, you know, because a lot of people have to lie and cheat to get to the political powers that they do. But if you're going to try to be an advocate for somebody, then, I mean, there's got to be a long history of that's who you are. If you are going to get my vote, if you are going to get my adoration and my support or my money, then you better have proven that you are going to be worth your word. And so I don't know, you know. Now somebody saying, oh, well, I'll do this for your votes. No. There was an audio clip from Bloomberg's 2015 appearance at the Aspen Institute, and he defended a stop-and-frisk policy. He said 95% of murders and murders victims fit one M.O. You can just take a description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York. That's true in virtually every city. And that's when the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of people that are getting killed. You got to get the guns out of the hands that are killing, I guess, if somebody's attacking you, which that's a case we need to talk about. Allegedly, there was a girl that was about to be gang raped. She had a gun on her, was able to shoot one, get them off of her. But unfortunately, she's now in trouble with the law. We'll talk about that. So, you know, it'll be very interesting to see what happens with this next election. And again, I am not here to fact check and see if this is being reported by Fox News. I don't know exactly all the things he said and why he said them or whatever. But, you know, if you are going to try to claim that you're for the people, right, you know, your past is going to come back. And you can't just play, right, you know, play people in this day and age when you were had a certain attitude prior. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Jeunesse Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Jeunesse Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.